You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Wig Hackers Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Coy. All right guys, so I want to discuss lighteners, right? Let's discuss them. I know you have probably seen some of my YouTube videos of the different lighteners that I've used and all this. So once again, no one has paid me anything. I had to buy it all out of my own pocket. So unbiased opinion about them. My go-to for like hardcore lift, don't get mad, Manic Panic. They call it bleach. Their bleach is strong. It's also vegan and cruelty-free, which is really great for the environment and for people. It works really well. It can get you past those stubborn, yellow, canary yellow. Like, you'll just get it right past it where you can help, tone it out and get it really, really nice. If you're satanic like myself and love to put bleach on the scalp at 40 volume, hi, how are you? It works great. Once again, that is not what they recommend. Just let you know, just do a little pre-thing. The other bleaches that I use Redken Flash Lift. Great. I've used it on clients. I've used it on myself. I've used it, on all my wigs. So that's also another good one. Because most of the hair I use is hair that has been either pre-colored by who knows what from who knows where. So I really do need to strip all of the junk out of it. And sometimes it's like 2 and 3 times. So I use like a bond builder sometimes if I'm trying to get like a really light color. And those are, there's so many different ones. I just got one from Guy Tang. He has this protein builder, bond builder. I don't even know the name of it. I guess I could look it up. I'm looking at the dang computer. That there is, you just put it into your mix and it seemed to work really well, but then I don't know if it blocked where I wanted it to go with the bleach. So the lightener. Because I want to lift so high. As you all know, I am a natural blonde. Okay. Just in case you were wondering. Natural blonde. And I'm the worst. When I'm done with the client or if I'm done with a wig and there's leftover, yes, I'm an overmixer. I am the overmixer. Overmixer. I mix too much every single time. I mean, I need like half a scoop to do my hair, and I have half a scoop for my hair and some leftover, and I just did a whole wig. So So measure out better. Do better than I do, that's for sure. But then again, I also rather have more than not enough. So I did that. So when I'm done, I just take it and I just throw it in my hair, whatever it is. And like, as my client would be processing, I would be processing. And then I would still then wash their hair, comb it out, blow it out, give it a haircut, the whole thing. And the color is still in my hair. So I'm like, nah, it's fine. If it breaks off, it breaks off. Because I just throw it in my hair. I just paint it on and that's that. Unless my quarantine do, which I redid my whole hair color. What? That was interesting. Another one that I've used is the Guy Tang. They have the 40 volume balayage cream, which is really good, guys. Like, it does not get, it doesn't dry out. It stays beautiful. I really like it a lot. Like a lot. Because I don't like foils unless it's on a person. and you know, I don't do that many people as like clients, like their own hair. Why? Get your wig. So yeah, I mean my tried and trues. And then this new one, the Blonde Solutions, which is a toning lightener, so it actually tones the hair as it goes. It's quite good, guys. It's a 2-1 ratio. The only difference is the mixing, 2-1. Make sure you mix it really well. I'm going to try to get them on the podcast so we can like go in depth with it. So yeah, but it's going to be great. I've used it on a client. I did post those. I think that's up and going. It should be. Guys, there's so, when I tell you, like I said, I'm trying to do content on totally different platforms so that you're not just like hearing the same thing over and over again, but you're going to get like cross-contamination. I crack myself up. I'm sitting here in my apartment. Oh, gosh. I need friends. So I like talking about things, but then I truthfully don't remember who I told. Did I tell the video? Did I tell my podcast? Did I tell Instagram? Did I tell Instagram stories? Did I tell it in the Wig Hackers? Did I put it on Facebook? So just if you do just listen to one of my platforms, just to let you know, I do touch upon everything. And if you're like, hey, he didn't really talk about that, it's definitely somewhere else. We're trying. My assistant, we're trying to get this in a more cohesive state of mind so that we can get like the real thing everywhere. So yeah. But definitely try those out. That's my honest opinion on them. As far as dry, like how does it feel after? With any liftener, any chemical service that you're lifting hair, you know, there's that little bit of dryness that you're kind of like, ugh. So make sure you have a good shampoo and conditioner. Shameless plug. My conditioner is really good. Decoy conditioner is real good. Just to let you know, it's very good. So I'm trying to figure out... once again, I tried other things too. Like Guy Tang has this leave-in or spray-in keratin treatment. Not really keratin. It's more of a treatment. Guys, why can't I just give you the real information? Because I get so excited about talking about things and I go on tangents. Let me see if I can find it for you. Let's see. We're doing it together. Here we go. Of course, it's in my history. Guy Tang product. So there are tons of like spray in products, which is really good. So he has a spray. Okay, here we go. Come on. Okay, so it's the collagen hair repair. So I got this and you literally spray it in and you wash it out. And to be honest, I actually have used it myself, and I use it without conditioner after. It's really good. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's really good. It is meant to be a back bar treatment. I know, sorry guys. It's meant to be a backdoor treatment. Backdoor. Backdoor, back bar treatment. So that really does work. Just letting you know. Oh, and the other thing that I put into the bleach was the My Hero collagen powder. It's to, you can put it into any mixture, color, lightener, formula to help prevent damage before it starts. I do think it worked. I'm still trying it on other things. It's a small little one scoop per ounce type situation. I do want to try his shampoos and conditioners at some point, hopefully. Yeah, there's so many products he has. And to be honest, guys, not that I'm not a huge fan, I do love supporting other artists who come out with their own lines. I didn't know I was going to fall in love with the product, if that makes sense. You know, I know we're in the world that everyone has coming out with their own brand of things. And so I really do want you, when you do start looking at companies that you want to either work with, work for, buy, purchase, support, look into their background. You know, who are you helping? I'm only saying this from firsthand experience, because no one really supported my product line. Like, no one. I don't know if that's because, I don't know. But then when people try it, they love it. So then I was giving it away a lot for free, and then not making money, and then investors, you know, all these things happen. So I still have a ton of hairspray. Mm-hmm. You want hairspray? Go get your hairspray. Tikoi.com. So take a look at who they are, what they stand for as a product line. Also see if they're going to go public, like if they're going to sell their company. So normally, like a lot of times when a bigger company buys a smaller company, they get a ton of money, they, you know, rich fame, all this. But like, is that really helping you? Or is it helping, like, you know what I mean? I feel customer support is like a huge thing for myself. And I love helping. I love creating things that help people do things smarter, not harder. So with that being said, I wish my product line blew up a little bit more, because it does work. It does help. It can make your life easier. And just my outlook on hair is just so different that, well, I don't even know if it's different, because I don't pay attention to other people. So that's another thing. I know everyone says you have to look at your competition and blah, blah, blah. No, I definitely didn't. I mean, I didn't even look at a textbook. Like, I don't know business, and here I am running a business. So guys, this went in 25,000 different places, which is cool in my book. I don't, you know, if you're listening this long, which I do thank all of you for listening first and foremost, like, I hope I make you chuckle a little bit. Hopefully my podcasts are getting better with the production value, but I don't know if I can do them with no fan or AC on. I think I'm just gonna have to do all of my podcasting in the winter. So I don't need a fan or the AC going, because it's been tough, guys. But make sure you check out my Instagram and YouTube. So for all the wig actual makers out there, or hair doers, hairstylists, check that out. I have some really cool videos coming out. And if you have anything, like send me a message. I think you can click on this and like send me a message so I can help. Like, what do you want to hear about? Like, I want to know. All right, I'll talk to you guys till the next one. Hey guys, I'm not sure that you know about the Spornet hairbrushes. So, funny thing is that I actually have had them in my kit for years now, like years. When we're talking years, like almost my whole career. From back in the day, on the Broadway show Hair. I loved the lightness of them and truthfully the color. That's really what drew me to them. So I had no idea. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.